And that was just a little bit from the soundtrack to Frida, which is a soundtrack I love and which won an Oscar for its music. And we're just going to be trying out the mics here. And let's see, which mics have we got? You've got four and five. Okay. I want to welcome a local, where we have so many talented people here in the area. I want to welcome Teresita Juarez León. Did
Hello.
I say that
Thank
right?
Thank you very much.
And she's been in the area for about 15 years and has sort of, wouldn't you say, rediscovered your heritage?
Yes, I'm very drawn to this music. About 10 years ago, I began listening to various artists such as Linda Ronstadt, Tishy Nahosa, and picking up the music, which I just felt a really close bond to this music. I played for about a year at Amigos Restaurant in Grass Valley and also at Dos Bandidos and various benefits and taught a class to some children at the School of the Arts in Nevada City.
And you were at the Cesar Chavez event.
That was on Saturday, yes. That was very interesting, very informative, inspiring.
What did you play?
In that, we played La Bruja and Nyla.
Oh, good.
Two very beautiful songs.
And you promised me you were going to play those today.
Yes,
those are beautiful
I will.
Songs. So Teresita loves Mexican folk music, which I do too. And I'm going to let her do most of the talking, and I'll just say something when it feels right. Okay.
Okay.
You want to just say one or two more words? I want to make sure the mic's okay here.
Okay.
Good.
Well, the first
That's good.
Song that I want to play for you is called La Llorona, which means the weeping woman. The story behind this song is interesting. It's a son jorocho, I play it with kind of a waltz rhythm. It's the story of the weeping woman. The story that I heard is of a woman who was with a man who was a European military officer, and she had children with this man. Was abandoned by him when the war was over and he returned to Europe. And she went crazy and drowned her children in the river. And so her ghost is always wandering up and down by the water, crying and looking for her children. And mothers warn their children to be careful, stay away from the water because La Llorona will get you. So this is La Llorona.
Salías del templo un día, llorona, y al pasar yo te vi. Salías del templo un día, llorona, y al pasar yo te vi. Hermoso huepil llevaba, llorona, que la Virgen te creí. Llorona de azul celeste, no dejaré de quererte, llorona, cuánta mi vida me cuesta, no dejaré de quererte, llorona, aunque la vida me dicen el negro, llorona, negro, pero cariñoso. Todos me dicen el negro, llorona, negro, pero cariñoso. Yo soy como el chile verde llorona, picante pero sabroso. Yo soy como el chile verde llorona, picante pero sabroso.
Beautiful. Thank you. We were talking. I know you didn't play all the verses. There's a lot of verses, right? And a lot of stories.
I just played two. Another song that is a Son Jarocho, which is from the Veracruz area and the eastern coast of Mexico, is La Bruja. And this music is very lively and upbeat, and apparently has some influences from the Caribbean and African roots. And there's a lively dance associated with this music, and I just love this music so much. This song, La Bruja, refers to a witch. And the words say the witch is flying through the air, and she's going to get you. She's kind of a vampire and kind of a seductress, this witch, in this story. And so this is La Bruja.
Ay, qué bonito es volar a las once de la noche, a las once de la noche. Ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá, se busen dejarse caer en los brazos de tu hermana, en los brazos de tu hermana. Ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá. Me guarda la bruja, me lleva a su casa, me vuelve maceta, una calabaza. Me guarda la bruja, me lleva a cuartel, me da de besitos, me acuesto con ella. Y dígame, dígame, dígame usted, ¿cuántas fracturitas ha chupado usted? Señor, ninguna, ninguna, no sé. Ando intenciones de chupar usted. Thank you.
Sure, that was great. Thank you.
Another form of song that I want to play for you is called the huapango. The huapango is more of an indigenous style of song that is also from the same area in the eastern part of Mexico. And the huapango is one feature of the huapango is that we'll have a falsetto voice used in the huapango, also with a very strong rhythm that's kind of a complex rhythm. It has kind of a double rhythm in it. This song is called Rogaciono. Rogaciono is a story of a huapango player. The village has just lost their huapango player, and the huapango player is like the soul of the village, and he plays for them all the time. So this song is about how he has just died and how they don't hear his music anymore. Rogaciono.
We're listening to Teresita Juarez Leon, who is a local guitar player and singer who is playing us Mexican-American folk songs here at KVMR-FM.
La Huasteca está de luto, se murió el huapanguero. Ya no se oye a esa calceta, que es el alma del trovero. Rogaciano se llamaba, Rogaciano el huapanguero. Y eran sones de la sierra, las canciones del trovero. La Azucena y la Sicilia lloren, lloren sin consuelo. Malagueña sale rosa, ya se fue su progenero, ya se fue su progenero. El cañal está en su punto, hoy comienza la molienda. El trapiche está de duelo y suspiran cada vuelta. Por las verdes capitales, más allá del que el potrero, hay quien dice que de noche se aparece el huapanguero. La Azucena y la Sicilia lloren, lloren sin consuelo. Malagueña sale rosa, ya se fue su progenero, ya se fue.
Great.
Well, another song that for a long time I had a lot of resistance to playing, La Cucaracha. People would ask for it and I would say, oh, I don't play that song. Because I thought it was very stereotypical. To me, it was somewhat like the Little Black Sambo of Mexican music, and so I just did not like that song.
And we all grow up singing it without really knowing what it means, right?
Right. And then I did a little research and found a little bit of the history of it, and it's related to the Mexican Revolution and Pancho Villa. I know there's lots of different stories, and you probably heard a different one, Catherine. One that I read about refers to Pancho Villa, who would drive an old Model T around in the desert, and it was always breaking down. And his had soldiers in the back seats, and they would all stick their legs out the sides where the windows would be, and so they had the appearance of a cockroach. And so this is one of the stories of the origin of the song that I heard. And this song was one of those songs that was sang by the soldiers and, of course, had many different lyrics. It's a kind of song that you can just make up lyrics, and as you can imagine, there's quite a few randy lyrics that we can't sing here today. But the most common one I will sing to you. This song, I like it because it's there's two parts to it. One part of it has the kind of more rhythmic, more maybe native sound to it. And then there's another rhythm that has the waltz rhythm, which you'll hear when I play it for you. So this is La Cucaracha. Excuse me, wrong chord.
la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. ¿Por qué no tiene? ¿Por qué le falta marihuana que fumar? La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. ¿Por qué no tiene? ¿Por qué le falta marihuana que fumar? Con las barbas de Carranza voy a hacer una toquilla pa' poner en el sombrero del famoso Pancho Villa. Con las barbas de Carranza voy a hacer una toquilla pa' poner en el sombrero del famoso Pancho Villa. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. ¿Por qué no tiene? ¿Por qué le falta un cigarro que tomar? La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. ¿Por qué no tiene? ¿Por qué le falta un cigarro que fumar? La muchacha, mi vecina de enfrente, se llamaba Doña Clara, y solo había muerto, es probable se llamara. Mi vecina de enfrente, se llamaba Doña Clara, y si no había muerto, es probable se llamara. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. ¿Por qué no tiene? ¿Por qué le falta limonada que tomar? La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. ¿Por qué no tiene? ¿Por qué le falta un cigarro que fumar?
Oh, gosh, thank you.
La cucaracha.
That's fun.
There's a part in that song, too, it's kind of interesting because they mention con la barba de Carranza voy a hacer una tequilla. I'm going to put together a little feather to put in the cap of the famous Pancho Villa, very much like Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Uh-huh. Teresita and I were talking earlier about how we were both kind of rediscovering our heritage. Like, my mother didn't want me to sing these Irish shanty songs because it was considered lower class. So it took a long while to kind of rediscover the richness of that heritage.
Right. And I have I have kind of the same thing in my family where my my parents are of the age where they did not want to embrace their Latin heritage and wanted to be a suburban, modern suburban housewife. So my mother never spoke Spanish, and I wasn't exposed to it at home, but I did hear it at my grandmother's. And she used to laugh at me and call me a gringo. But
oh, yeah?
Yes. But, you know, this music still touches me, you know, deep in my soul, and I really feel it. And even though I know I am a gringa, but deep down inside I'm not.
Well, these songs have long roots, and I think preserving this heritage is really important, so I'm glad you're playing them.
Yeah, I especially love the traditional music. So another type of song that I want to play for you is the ranchera. The ranchera is a ballad that usually has to do with either a love ballad or talks about love of home or country or nature. This one is called Dos Arbolitos, and it's very beautiful. It talks about on my ranch, there are two little trees that are growing right next to each other, and they look like little twins, and their branches embrace each other like two lovers. Mm-hmm. And it's a song of loneliness and how, you know, little trees, I want to be near you. So this song is called Dos Arbolitos, Two Little Trees.
Han nacido en mi rancho dos arbolitos, dos arbolitos que parecen gemelos, y desde mi casita los veo solitos, bajo el amparo santo y la luz del cielo. Nunca están separados uno del otro, porque así quiso Dios que los dos nacieran, y con sus mismas ramas se hacen caricias, como si fueran novios que sí quisieran. Arbolito, arbolito, bajo tu sombra, voy a pasar el día cansado muera, y cuando estoy solito mirando al cielo, pida pa' que me mande una compañero. Arbolito, arbolito, me siento sola. ¿Quieres que me acompañes hasta que muera?
I used to hear that a lot in San Antonio.
Really? That's, uh-huh. Yeah. Very well-loved song. And
were any of these favorites of your family? I know you're picking ones you like.
I'm picking ones that I like. Mm-hmm. There are ones that my mother recognized that were a lot of songs were turned into English hits in the late 40s and 50s. Agustin Lara, who is from the Veracruz area, oh, he wrote the most beautiful songs. And there was one song called Solamente Una Vez, Only One Time Have I Truly Loved. And my mother recognized the tune when I played it for her, and she said, "That's You Belong to My Heart." And I found out that it was indeed a song that was very popular in the 50s, You Belong to My Heart. And the lyrics had been changed. Often when the lyrics were changed, they were completely different than the lyrics that were in the song itself in Spanish. And I find that I really like the lyrics in the Spanish version better. The words... Spanish is such a beautiful language and very sensual language. And the love songs often have phrases and things in them that are very passionate and physical in a way that we don't usually sing in English. When I would sing the English lyrics, they would be very cerebral and sentimental and didn't
and
have
kind of over polite. Yeah.
Yes, and didn't have the deep, passionate punch of the Spanish lyrics. So I like singing the, I love singing the Spanish versions. I'm kind of shy myself, so you know, these really, it's for you, me singing it in Spanish, I know what I'm singing.
You can let it
most
out.
Most people don't, so it's kind of like incognito for me.
Well, it comes out in the music.
Yes, you can definitely hear it. I was going to sing for you a bolero, which a bolero is the love song, the classic love song that has kind of a Spanish influence. This one is called Naila. And Naila is also a song that's from the Oaxaca area. And it's a very beautiful song. This song is about, the words say, Naila came to me crying one full moon night, and I said to her, "Why are you crying?" And she answered me this way, "I am no longer Naila for you, for I have fallen for another man." So that's what this song's about.
Ouch.
Yeah.
En una noche de luna, Naila lloraba ante mí. Ella me hablaba con ternura, puso en mis labios su dulzura. Y le decía por qué lloraba. Ella me contestó así: "Ya me embregué con otro hombre, ya no soy Naila para ti. Ya me embregué con otro hombre, ya no soy Naila para ti." Naila, ¿y por qué me abandonas? Tonta, si bien sabes que te quiero. Vuelve a mí, ya no buscas otros senderos. Te perdono porque sin tu amor se me parte el corazón. Sabes que te quiero. mí, ya no buscas otros senderos. Te perdono porque sin tu amor se me parte el corazón.
Oh, that's one to swoon to.
Oh, yes.
I love that. I've heard a lot of jazz versions of it, too.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. A really nice song. I had one more song, La Golondrina. This is a La Golondrina is the swallow, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's another song that also relates back to the Revolution era, about a soldier who was taken prisoner. This is about someone who was imprisoned and sees a little bird come to his little window, and about the bird looks tired and it's been flying far away from home and has its nest there. And it's the expatriate song, sung for people who are far away from home, or it is sang at funerals as a final mm-hmm. goodbye. And
that's sort of
beautiful.
A common theme of the bird showing up in nostalgic songs, where love is far away or lost mm-hmm. or gone beyond.
Yeah.
Where is this one from?
You know, I'm not sure about this mm-hmm. one, what area this is from, but I know it's a very old song.
Okay.
I believe it's traditional also.
Gracias. Well, you told me earlier you had been singing these songs for, what, about 10 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Teresita performs locally, and have you gone out of the area some?
Well, not much, really. I had a friend who has a radio show up at, I believe it's KMEC in Ukiah. and a couple of years ago went up there and played on his show.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun. Mostly I have been playing in the local area,
mm-hmm.
where sometimes a benefit or at the local restaurants and at parties and stuff like that.
And I thought it was interesting. You kind of came here on faith like a lot of artists. I was intrigued by that. You had told me you came from Washington to here.
I was living in Washington, mm-hmm. in a little Victorian town very much like Nevada City, mm-hmm. Called Port Townsend. And came back to the Sacramento area. And actually, it was KVMR that lured me up here. I heard the radio station. I think it was a Blues Hour. And just became intrigued, you know. So that was what brought me up here to look around and visit. And eventually decided to relocate here. So thanks to KVMR.
I'm so glad you did. Well, you're not playing all the time, right? You're cooking part of the time.
Yes, when I'm not playing music, I'm making tamales. And
I love the name of this business. It sounds like hot tamales, but it's hot tamales.
Like hot trash.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's familiar with that.
H-O-A-U-T-E.
Yes, Teresita's hot tamales.
Well, and, music and food, what a combo.
Yes. My partner Francisco Lovato and I are involved in this business, making the tamales with delicious sauces. We have vegetarian and vegan tamales, and people love our tamales, and we're growing and hoping to expand and get our tamales out into all the stores. So,
well, I think there's some room for that business.
We can be reached online. You can email to teresitashottamales@gmail.com to order tamales or get information, or you can call area code 530-477-1519 to reach us.
For hot music or hot tamales.
Yes.
This was great to have live music. Thank you for. I know sometimes it's hard to sing and get your guitar going this time of day,
uh-huh.
but we have a wide audience that really likes music from all over the world. So it was a real pleasure to have you here.
It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay.
All righty. So we're going to go to some more music from Mexico. Unfortunately, not live, but a little bit different.